Baraz chapter 2, Mishnah 3, Ein Chavim Ela Al Halam Davar Im Shkigas Hamase. So this actually, I mean, to me this Mishnah should have been 1-1. You'll see why now. This often happens. Yeah. So it says they are liable for the offering only when they are both a hidden matter and an unwitting action, right? As we've been saying in the last few Mishnahs, it's got to be an erroneous ruling, and it's also got to be that the people relied on that ruling erroneously. And so too with the Kohen Gadol. And so too when it comes to idol worship. It's got to be an unintentional, incorrect ruling, and then people have to act on it unintentionally. The reason that we separate our avoda zora, idol worship, is because we'll see the sacrifice that was brought in that case is different to the sacrifice that they brought in the general case of the unwitting ruling. So that's why they always separate it up. And we're going to come to which sacrifices were brought later. And ein based in chayavin ad shira bedava shezdoina kares v'shigigas achatas. It also, this, all these laws only apply with a sin which is an Isser Kares, meaning it's one of the sins that are set out in the Torah, which are forbidden by an Isser Kares, which we'll see when we get there, but it's like an early death in this world, or cut off in the life from next world. We'll see exactly what it means. And we're going to get there in Tractate Chrysos, which is in the next Seder in Kochim. V'chein HaMashiach, so too with the Kohen Gadol, v'lo b'avodah zorah ad shira al devar shezdoina kares v'shkigas v'chatas. And so too in the case of idol worship, it's got to be one of the sins in idolatry where it's a prohibition that is an isur kares. And in both cases, if the person does it unintentionally, they would bring a sin offering. So a person who does an isur kares unintentionally, often the remedy, right, is a sin offering. You can bring a sin offering. So it's got to be one of those forbidden prohibitions.